Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. An amazing Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Okay, before we get back to the questions, let's deal with the jobs report today. Biden administration out there bragging. Look at all these jobs. Look at all these jobs. You ready for this? You want to know how many private sector jobs there were in this whole report? Just 133,000. Most of those are part-time. Most of those went to foreigners. So, wait a minute. How's that possible? They said they created all these jobs. These daggone people are the most crooked, lying scammers in the world. How'd they do that? 785,000 new government employees. That is the biggest monthly surge of government employees on record, according to Zero Hedge. The largest surge on record. They were trying to cook the books on the unemployment numbers. And so while you can't afford the monthly rent, they took your money and hired 785,000 more government DEI hires and then bragged to you about the jobs market. Like I said in the beginning hour of the show, if the American media wasn't dedicated to covering for Democrats, if they would just report actual news, the Democrat Party would be so loathed, so despised by the American people, top to bottom, they would have to get rid of the party completely and start a new one and name it something else. If the American people truly knew how stupid, evil, and despicable these people are, they would hate all of them. The government wanted better jobs numbers right before the election, so they took your money and hired 700,000 new government workers. God, jeez. Dear Dr. Tiny Hands, you know what? I'm not telling you guys anything again. I'm never saying anything again. These are big hands. Since moving my family from Washington State to Texas a few years ago, thank you for the advice. Texas drivers are making me wish I was back living under Comrade Inslee. While I appreciate that Texas drivers may not be as mentally challenged to support as those who support James Lankford, there are some concerning behaviors. Can you please do a PSA so I don't do anything crazy like move back to Washington? He goes on to talk about, what's he say? To anyone who needs to hear this, when you're on a farm-to-market road and have the right-of-way, it could be counterproductive to slow down or stop to let others merge. He's just totally raging on the road. And he says, thank you, just a father trying to raise two anti-communists. Okay, so I'm going to tell you something, and everyone's going to be mad at me, but what I'm going to say is true. No matter where you live, no matter where you go, everybody in their particular area think the drivers of their particular area are uniquely bad. It's just one of those, it's a human nature thing. Remember, I've lived in Ohio, I've lived in Montana, I've lived in California, New Mexico, Texas, Virginia. I've been all over the place. And every single place I've gone, the locals will sit and claim that the drivers in their area are the worst in the country. No one knows how to drive here. All the drivers are the same. Look, if you have more women, obviously you're going to have more traffic accidents and incidents like that, of course. But for the most part, about 5 to 10% of the population, they can't drive. Why? Because 5 to 10% of the population, it's not that they're stupid or anything like that. Some of them are stupid, but it's not that. They're selfish. Those are the people who only think about themselves. The entire world is about themselves, and those are the ones who screw up air travel, road travel. They're the ones who screw up your school. If you have problems in your kid's school, it's always the same five kids, because it's always the bottom barrel losers. It's always the bottom percentage of people who give the rest of the people in that area a bad name. We've had this conversation when it comes to politics. I remember during the primary, Trump fans would email in and say, DeSantis fans are mean, I hate them. And DeSantis fans would email in and say, Trump fans are mean, I hate them. And I would have to explain, no, you don't understand. Every single candidate ever has a bottom of the barrel percentage of their fans who are idiots and despicable. It's not unique to any one candidate. Trump has bottom barrel fans. DeSantis has bottom barrel fans. It's not unique to politics either. Republicans do. Democrats do. Taylor Swift has the bottom 5% of her fans, garbage human beings. The New York Giants, the bottom 5% of the fans, garbage human beings. Anytime you have fans, you are going to have a hardcore bottom percent that give the rest of them a bad name. Same thing applies to on the road. Now, as far as Texas drivers go, look, it can be, there's something different about the South, and if you're not from the South, it can be hard to get used to, and it can be frustrating. Southern people, I live in the South on purpose. I love it. If I ever left Texas, and I might one day, who knows what we'll do, I guarantee you I'm going to move to Tennessee or Alabama. I love Alabama, or Mississippi, Georgia, the Carolinas. I love the South. Florida, maybe, although it's pretty expensive now. But there's, in the South, they are more nice. They are more polite. And depending on the situation, for people who aren't from here, that can come off as kind of rude. Like you just mentioned, merging traffic. This is not a good thing about me. I know this, but I am in a hurry. Always. I walk fast. I drive fast. It's not a good thing. I'm not bragging about it. It's terrible. But I'm in a hurry. I love living in the South. But my goodness, when I get in line at the gas station and the guy in front of me goes into a 5 to 10 minute conversation with the gas station clerk about the traffic out front and the weather in the back, and I just want to buy my hot Cheetos and leave the gas station. All this is very polite. It makes me want to murder somebody. Sometimes politeness down here can rub people the wrong way. If you're not from here, the different parts of the country are so different. They're just so different. Jesse, I'm retiring soon after 38 years in the post office, age 66. Upon this future event, what do I do now with my free time? Look at that, 38 years with the post office. That's actually really cool. 38 years. Think about the stuff this guy's seen, 38 years working in the post office. He said, my two daughters are successful. I'm married 34 years, upheld traditional family values. Maybe continue to play senior softball, cook something nice, watch history documentaries, or get involved starting at the local level. But I love all that. I love it. Keep playing softball. Get involved politically. That's a great thing. Get involved politically. I love that. But if I can offer one piece of advice, I'm not a senior citizen yet, although if you look at my beard, I'm rapidly approaching that apparently. Spend some time around young people in one way or the other. Whether that's coach, maybe you coach youth baseball. Maybe you just volunteer to be an assistant coach on the football team or something like that. This is what I believe about mankind. I don't like it when young people only live around young people and when old people live only around old people, like these old people communities. I don't think it's healthy for the people there. I think it's healthy for older people to be around younger people, to be around children, to be around. I think it helps you. It helps keep perspective. It helps keep you young and vice versa. I don't think it's healthy for younger people to only live, work, and worship around younger people. Older people have wisdom. They're part of our society. They're people you can lean on. We are all supposed to live together. The old people, young people, children, middle age. Find a way, if you're going to retire, find a way to spend some time around younger people. It's very healthy. Dear tiny-handed Titan, I went to a rally for Mark Robinson today, and not only was the turnout low, but at 33, I was the youngest by what appeared to be a decade. Do you have any advice on how we get the younger voters to come to non-presidential rallies and really get involved? Thanks for your help. He said his name is Will. Okay, so I've been frustrated by that, and I've vented that frustration to you several times. I hate it that every time I show up at a local election or something, it's all old people working there. It's not an insult to the old people. It's an insult to the young people. Where are the young people? At political events, you show up, everybody's got gray hair. Again, not an insult to the old people. Why is everyone old? It should be young people involved too. Now, I understand why that is. Look, we just talked about the post office guy. When you're older, when you retire, you have more time on your hands to get involved, but they shouldn't be the only ones involved. That's something we have to change. As far as changing that, how do we do that? Well, we'll talk about that real quick. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, download a podcast. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. You can call us 877-377-4373 and leave a voicemail. No one's going to answer. You can email. Now, back to this guy. How do we get young people more involved? So, you know, I went last night after the show was over. There was a school board forum. We've got this big school board election going on in my area. And you know how much I rant about school boards and how we have to focus on school boards and this and that. So I can hardly sit here and sit and tell you to get involved all the time and then go sit on my fat butt and not do anything. Now, can I? That would be hypocritical and not right. So got my buddy to come with me and we went out to the school board forum last night. Obviously, we have a long way to go of waking up the norms and normas out there. But that school board forum last night was packed. They kept having to go get extra chairs. And they were, I wouldn't say mostly young people, but 30, 40% young people. I think our focus on schools and school boards, I think that is our gateway to getting to young people. Why? It's personal for them. Why were there so many young people at that school board forum last night? Because they have kids. They have kids in school. They are invested in what their kids are and aren't learning in school. I think that is going to be our ticket. Pushing school board stuff, pushing a better education system, pushing that is what gets younger people involved. And then once you're involved, you stay involved. That's kind of how these things work. Once you start digging in, you start getting involved at the school board level, then you're starting to learn about what happens at the county level here, the city council here. Then once you start to learn the players, learn the game, then you're starting to learn where you need to be, there's somebody in your area who has a position they should not have, and you'll figure that out quickly. I wanted to say that about the forum, and I wanted to say one more thing about the school board forum last night. We've had emails before many times about nonpartisan elections, they call them, elections where they don't declare I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican. And that's actually what this school board thing was last night. Nobody was up there saying I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, no donkeys, no elephants, no nothing. Oh, nonpartisan here, nonpartisan. And people, they want that to change. And I want that to change too, if I'm being honest. However, I will say you should probably give yourself more credit than you are. Jesse, how do I tell what they are? I showed up last night. There were 8 candidates up on that stage. I was there for 15 minutes and I could have told you who the libs were and who the good people were on that stage. All you have to do is listen. You know the buzzwords. You know how they think. You know the things they say that give themselves away, and vice versa. You know how good people talk and what they want and what their values are. They will reveal themselves. I want people to have to label themselves Democrat, Republican too. I'm right there with you. But if that's something that stresses you out or something you don't like at all, believe me, if you talk to them, you would know. And actually, right when we walked in this one, and they have this in a lot of local areas, so this probably applies to you. Right when you walked in, they had questionnaires there. All 8 candidates, well, actually 7 of the 8, one of the guys refused to fill it out. Of course, he was my favorite one. They had a questionnaire with just a list of some questions. What would you do? What's your experience? All that crap. While I was waiting for the moderator, he was really boring, but while I was waiting for him to get through his stuff, I started picking up the answers to these questionnaires. I guarantee if you spent 5 minutes reading one of these, you would be able to figure out, oh, this person's on our side. This guy, not so much. You can figure that stuff out. You know the language. You're not uneducated. You are not dumb. You are the hyper-informed. You'll figure out who the good guys are. All right? All right. Dear Dr. Dainty Hands, you know, Chris, you did this. Well, I don't feel like you're censoring these out. Don't you feel like these emails should be censored so it doesn't hurt my feelings? Anyway, the guy says, let's skip all the non-important stuff. Hurricanes, World War III, dock worker strike, and Israel attacks, and get down to the real business. Since you obviously have tiny hands and Chris is not a real person, why not prove your fan base wrong and have you and Chris measure your hands live on live on your TV show and post it to YouTube? I see this as an opportunity to kill two birds with one stone. The truth shall set you free. It's not right. His name's John. He requested the Howard Dean thing. I shouldn't even give it to you. Ice Master, what are your thoughts on having a big tent Republican Party? On one hand, we need all the votes and support we can get. On the other hand, welcoming all the LGBTQ Air Force, the sort of right-leaning people, the porn stars, the trannies for Trump type people, the abortion is fine up to a certain type, leads to an increasingly watered-down party that no longer believes in values, traditional marriage, not transitioning kids, gun rights, so on and so forth. In other words, the Republican Party starts accepting everything in an attempt to bring more people in, but ends up believing in nothing. The party becomes no better than Democrats. How do we keep it from watering down the Republican Party? She says, I don't consider myself a Republican. I'm an anti-communist. Her name is Heather. She's probably a dime. Chris, did you know that dimes, Corey, did you guys know that dimes, there are certain names that are giveaways? We've had this talk before. Britneys, it's pretty much universal. Britneys are always hot. Generally dumb, but always hot. Carly's, I've never seen an ugly Carly in my life. Carly's, dead giveaway. Heather, another one of those dime names. And I don't know why it works out this way, but it does. It's like my buddy, I want to give credit to him. It's not my theory that turned out to be true. The white coat theory. If a woman owns a white coat, hot almost every time. I don't know, Chris. Don't, why are you holding your hands? I'm not questioning the science, okay? It is what it is. I have tested this theory time and time again, and it's true. If you're a woman, you have a white coat, total dime. It just works that way. Now, I forget, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the Republican Party and watering it down and allowing these people in. Let's talk about that next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So I'm not going to read the whole email again, but this dime named Heather emailed and said, hey, what are we becoming too big tent? She mentioned, she said that there's all the LGBTQ stuff and the trannies for Trump stuff and the porn stars stuff and the pro-abortion stuff. Are we getting too big tent? Well, let's first nail down on this. Remember, we are susceptible, I certainly am, to seek out electoral solutions to cultural problems. And this will come back to, I'm going to answer your question. Just stay with me. We have a people problem, not a politician problem. We have a people problem. In this country, we have the government we deserve. The people themselves are the problem. But what does that mean? Well, we have rotted our culture to the point that the people aren't seeking the things they should be seeking. Now, you brought up abortion, so we can make it about abortion. People ask me all the time, what do I feel about a ban here, a federal ban, or this or that, because they know I'm about as hardcore pro-life as you can possibly be. Actually, not about. I'm as pro-life as you can possibly be. I don't know how you could get any further to the right on the issue. But what do I think about a ban here, ban there? And what I've always said is this. Ban it. Fine. I don't care. Good. Ban it. Good. Sounds fine. But we shouldn't have a culture full of people who want an abortion. That's the root cause of the problem. You know, we bring it up with child tranny stuff or any tranny stuff. It's not just children. Anybody. You shouldn't have to tell a doctor not to cut off a child's penis. That's not a thing you should have to pass a law for. And I'm fine with banning it. Take the doctor, strip him of his license, send him to a dark prison for the rest of his life. I'm fine with all that. That's fine. But still, it comes back to a cultural problem. We have a people problem, a cultural problem. And virtually every single problem we face in this country is a problem that could be fixed in a permanent way if our culture was better. If our culture was better, you know, mass deportation. You've heard me prepare you many times that that is a pipe dream. It will never happen. And why have I said that? Because the American people will not be able to handle it. The media will run the largest propaganda campaign in the history of mankind. The first time a busload of women and children get loaded on, the propaganda will overwhelm it. The American people will break. You will see people on our side all of a sudden, well, I'm an immigration squish. We should just get the criminals. And before you know it, it'll all come crumbling down and we'll back off and get weak. And the people who are here will stay here forever. But what does that say? Does that mean our Republicans are weak and stupid? Well, yes, that's always the case. But what it really is the people who are the problem. The Republicans we send to Washington, D.C. are generally weak and stupid, and they can't handle the pressure. But they would be more able to withstand the pressure if we, the people, were stronger. Now, this doesn't apply to you because I know you're ready for it. I know your game. But the truth is, these people follow along. Why don't they cut spending? I asked Ron Johnson that once. He's one of the few very good senators we have from Wisconsin. I asked him, I said, Senator, everyone knows we're going into this debt disaster that is going to implode the whole country. But why does no one ever care about cutting spending? Because he's one of the few guys who does care about it. And he said, Jesse, there's no constituent pushing. There's no constituent pushback on spending. None. Oh, if they pass some gun control bill or try to pass an amnesty law like James Lankford did, oh, yeah, there's constituent pushback. There's outrage, there's billboards, the emails are blowing up. Oh, my gosh, you guys suck. When they pass a $1 trillion spending bill, nothing. Crickets. Well, what does that say? We have a people problem. The American people will scream about inflation and then beg the government for another stimmy check. How do you think inflation works, pal? So, back to your question. Is the Republican Party getting too big tent with this or that or this or that? Well, in a general election, because they are so close, you coalition build. And the problem with coalition building is once you start coalition building, you have some people walking into the tent you don't want into the tent. What I have said before and what I will say again is this. Welcome everyone who wants to walk into your camp and vote with you and vote against the other side. Welcome all of them into your military camp. Invite them around the fire. Cook them a nice meal. Thank them for coming along. Where you do not welcome them in is in the general's command post, where they're actually figuring out strategies. What I'm saying is, if these people, these different people, want to come vote Republican, they're tired of the communists, if they want to do that, fine, great, good, come on board. We need to build a coalition. We have a lot of elections to win, not just a presidential election. But should you take the latest tranny who went Republican and make him your next Senate candidate? Absolutely not. No. But you can only choose what you've got to choose from. That's our population now. Back to the culture question. When you allow your culture to rot out from under you for decades for a variety of reasons, the aggression of the communists brought this about. Yes, that's part of it. The pathetic weakness of the America's feminized church. That brought it about as well. Christians were way too weak to push back on it. Well, America's feminized pastors were too weak. Just turn the cheek. It's fine. A couple abortions is no big deal. Jesus will love it. So there's a lot that goes into it, but our culture rotted out from under us. And now you're looking around at the tent and you got a bunch of trannies here and porn stars here and abortion lovers there. And you're saying, why do we have to accept these people? Well, those are the people who are in the country now. Because the culture rotted. Jesse, does Israel have the weapons supply to keep up their war? I can't imagine all the weapons it would take to fight Iran. Are we selling them the weapons? Yeah, we are selling them the weapons. Israel doesn't obviously have a significant manufacturing base. They have some. It's not significant. The country is simply not big enough for any of that. But they buy all their advanced stuff. Not all of it, but they buy a huge portion of their advanced stuff from us. And because they're flush with cash, they have always more advanced weaponry than the people around them. And this has been the case for a very long time. So they just spend their time kicking the crap out of all these jihadis. Dear Vertically Blessed, the flooding was terrible here, and I'm going to ask a favor. The awful flooding also went into Southwest Virginia also. Governor Youngkin's been on the ground, but all the reporting I've seen tends to leave Virginia out of it. If you could mention Virginia and say a prayer for Appalachia, you could use my name. His name is Daryl. Yeah, look, I'm as guilty of that as anybody. I haven't been talking about Virginia and Georgia, too. Georgia got pasted, too. North Carolina, Tennessee, those have been in the news. But yes, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida. You know, what's wild is Florida got it really, really bad, of course, because they're on the friggin' coast. It hit Florida as a Category 4 hurricane, so that bad boy was cooking. Category 4 is big boy stuff. We don't talk about Florida as much for a variety of reasons, but one of them is Ron DeSantis did such a good job. It's crazy to see competent, strong GOP leadership. I'm sorry, I'm not used to it. He's so good. It's crazy that he's about to term out in Florida. And I don't know that he'll ever be able to go national. Maybe he will, maybe he won't, as far as, you know, the 2028 race. I don't know whether he has a personality for it. I don't know, but man, the whole country owes that guy a debt of gratitude for showing how to be a governor. That's how you be a governor right there. They've just been awesome. Awesome. I wonder if Heavy D takes chalk. Chris, do you think what? Chris, do you think so? I bet he does. But when I saw him squaring everybody away, I thought that's a man whose T levels are high. That's a man who's on chalk. He's got a male vitality stack. I'd bet money on it. You know, Chalk has their Chalktober special now. For the month of October, bigger specials than you can ever get at Chalk. I know you've been looking. Go look at all the different natural herbal supplements they have. I personally take the male vitality stack, but they have a ton of these things. Save money and take advantage of Chalktober. Get a subscription in Chalktober. It's the way to save money. And if you don't like it, take it for 90 days. If you don't like it, it's not working, stop. Just call cancel. It's not a problem. They make it easy. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Get a subscription. Or you can call them, text them. The Dimes are standing by. They're probably named Brittany and Heather. 50-CHOQ-3000. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. I feel like it's been a great Friday. Maybe it's that dock. Maybe it's the port strike ending that has me feeling good. Maybe it's the fact that Joe Biden continues to steamroll Kamala today. I was going to play you a bit of the press conference, but it got so loud. It was hard to hear. It was awful. But what Joe Biden did today, he gave a press conference. He never gives those. When Dome was given comments about the hurricane, he essentially steamrolled her. That had to be on purpose. It had to be done on purpose. What's that, Chris? Oh, I think it was Jill. Of course it was Jill. What, did Joe made the decision? Of course, who wasn't Joe? Joe doesn't know anything. Joe isn't even a functional adult. Oh, so get this. I have to do something tonight, and I'm dreading it. I have to go to a tequila tasting. Now, let me explain. I don't really drink much anymore, and I'm not going to drink tonight, but a friend is putting it on. And he begged me to come, and I have, even if I wanted to have some tequila, We have a 5 a.m. wake up tomorrow for kids' sports. Look, that's your life. Like I told you before, we're in the death window where the kids can't drive yet, but they're all in sports through all over God's creation. So I have to go for 2 hours with a bunch of people and watch them taste fine tequilas, and I'll be sitting... What, Chris, what? I'm not going to drink at all? I don't think so. But I don't think so, okay? No, I don't think... No, I try to not really anymore. I try to not much at all. It's just something I've tried to completely cut out. Maybe I'll have a little. But again, when you're old... It's not like the Marine Corps days where you could just stay up and party with your friends all night and then get up and throw on a ruck and just go hammer it. Once you're 43, you'll know what I'm talking about. Corey, tell them. Corey, once you're 43, believe me, pal, the wake up ain't as fun anymore. It's not as fun. It's not. Whatever. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call Chris tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Tell him I need him to come into the studio for something so he knows what it's like to get up at that time on a Saturday. It's important, Chris. It's important. And my call is going to go through because I have Pure Talk. You see, Pure Talk, people want to switch to Pure Talk. They don't want to support Verizon. They don't want to support AT&T or T-Mobile because those big cell phone carriers are evil and awful. So they want Pure Talk. But they think to themselves, I can't afford to lose service. I can't drop calls. I have to get a hold of my kid. I need it for work. I have to. That's what people say. Pure Talk is on the same 5G network, the exact same. So you save a fortune. You support a company that shares your values, and they're on the same 5G network. There's no reason not to switch. And remember, when you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, you save an additional 50% off your first month. It's just money. You have money just laying there for you. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to the cell phone company who actually loves this country and cares about you.
And now.
Here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Emails.
We didn't get to.
Dear sickest source in the business. Chris, what does that mean, sickest source? What is that? Is that a reference to something I said? Anyway, is Iran trying to save face or is this a legitimate strike with implications for a broader war? I actually have been very suspicious about this because this is twice now Iran has launched a, quote, counterattack against Israel. And this is twice they really haven't hurt many people. And it looks bad when you turn on the news, you have all these missiles raining down. And I understand about the Iron Dome system, the missile defense system they have. But Iran is not stupid, and they have a real big boy intelligence network. They're well aware of the Iron Dome as well. I don't know. Look, you have to understand, this is a precarious situation for Israel, yes, but it's probably dicier for Iran, for the people who lead Iran, because they've been having to put down protest after protest after protest of their own people. The people are chafing against this regime. They don't want to live under this Islamist fundamentalist regime. So when you're trying to put down that stuff at home, you really, really have to be careful if you get involved in a foreign engagement that's going to make the people at home even angrier. We talk about Iran's nuclear sites. What if people start losing power in Iran? What if you're sitting there in Iran, you're already mad at the government, you can't stand it, and then your power goes out for 3 weeks because Israel just launched a missile into a nuclear facility? You're going to really start chafing. Iran is in a dicey situation, and because of Israel's love of assassinating people in amazing ways with pagers and everything else, remember when they smoked that one dude with a machine gun? Like it was an electronic machine gun that popped out of a car? It was amazing. The people in Iran's government, and this is why Israel does it, it's very smart, the people in Iran's government are scared that a war comes home to them personally. It's not like other places where, well, yeah, some young men can go die. Who cares about them? Sure, send another 10,000 young men to go die. No, Jack. That next bomb might be in your coffee pot while you're pouring a cup in the morning. It creates a personal level of fear. I am not so sure Iran wants this thing to escalate anymore, because this is now 2 for 2. Horrible missile strike that does not very much. Jesse, I'm going to vote for Trump. I'm having a hard time convincing myself it matters. There's a voice in the back of my head that's telling me they will keep finding and counting votes in Philly into December if that's what it takes for Harris to win. Please tell me I'm wrong, or is someone on this? I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I'm going to tell you two things. One, the Republican election integrity efforts, poll watchers and whatnot, they are far greater than anything we have ever had in the past by a mile. Is it enough? Of course not. The communists are far ahead in cheating in elections. But it is significant, especially compared to what it was last time. That is one. Two, what if they do cheat? What if they do cheat and they steal it? Well, listen, we have to bail water anyway. We have to vote and act like they're not going to anyway. We can't give up, because then we're guaranteed to be doomed. I am hopeful we are going to win this election. But as I've said before, we might wake up on that Wednesday in November, on the first Wednesday in November, and we might have lost. And we might be hurting and angry and sad. And we're sitting there trying to digest what 4 years of dome is going to mean for this country and our way of life. I know it's scary. It makes me sick even thinking about it. And there's a chance that happens. There's a chance. Saving the country is a process, not an event. This election will not decide whether America is saved or lost. We have 1,000 battles to fight. This is a very important one, but we have 1,000 battles to fight. Don't put all your eggs in the Trump basket, because then you're setting yourself up to be devastated at some point. All right? If Trump wins, all is not saved. If Trump loses, all is not lost. Now put your phone down. Go enjoy your weekend. We'll do this again on Monday. That's all.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo,
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.